Hey friends, this is Katie Hunt, the founder of Trade Show Bootcamp, and I am back with another mini episode of Proof to Product. I have been thinking a lot about boundaries, particularly as it relates to what I say yes to and what I say no to in both my personal and my business life. I don't know about you guys, but I have a tendency to take on too much. Or maybe, actually, I underestimate how long things will take too. And I just get excited about different opportunities. So I say yes, and then find myself either overscheduled or stretched thin, trying to make everything work. And having talked to many of you, I know that I'm not alone in this. But here's the deal. We all have the same amount of hours in the day. And as entrepreneurs, we have a lot of different things pulling on us for our time. It could be projects that you're working on, new products that you're developing, family responsibilities, friends that you want to hang out with and see. Maybe there's some exciting new collaborations or opportunities that are arising within your business. Or maybe it's just the daily grind of running a business or maintaining a household. It's exhausting trying to do all of these things and keep everyone happy and all the while still have time for ourselves. Now, I interviewed Rosie from Sugarfina on episode 64, and I really loved the messages that she shared regarding how important self-care is and why we need to take action on things before we've perfected them. And she also acknowledged, actually both of us acknowledged, that it is difficult to protect our time because as entrepreneurs, that to-do running list that we have is truly never ending. The work never stops. It's very different than a day job where maybe you have a certain set of responsibilities and when you complete them, you know, you move on to the next thing. But as an entrepreneur, that to-do list is always growing and it's pretty much never ending. So on episode 64, I asked Rosie how she decides what she says yes to and what she says no to. And so she shared some of those tips in that episode. So if you haven't listened yet, I would encourage you to go listen. Look for episode 64 with Rosie O'Neill from Sugarfina. But today on the mini episode, I thought it would be helpful to share some of the things that I consider when I'm making decisions for my personal life as well as my business life. Now, I should preface this by saying this is something I am working on. I am definitely a work in progress, but this has been something that I have been more diligent about protecting my time in the recent months. And so here are some of the questions that I ask myself when I'm considering whether or not to say yes to something or no to something. And again, you can tweak this for your own situation, your own life. But the first thing is, does this opportunity or project or whatever it might be, does it align with my long-term goals? And that could be my personal goals for my family and my life, or it could be my business goals. So does this align with my long-term goals? The second thing is, does this align with my short-term goals? I tend to do my business planning. I plan out the whole year, but then I also focus on quarter by quarter, what projects are we instituting within those 3 months? So when I think about short-term goals, I think about over the next 3 months, does this opportunity align with where I'm trying to take my business, where I'm trying to take, you know, our priorities? Does it fit in with the rest of it? On my personal side, too, I like to see, okay, well, what does our family schedule look like for the next 3 months? And how does whatever this opportunity is fit into that as well? The third question I ask myself is, what is the time commitment around this? What time commitment will it be? For example, speaking engagement. If I go and say yes to a speaking engagement, it's not just attending the conference and traveling to the conference and the time there, but it's the preparation. It's the, you know, creating my presentation slides and handout materials and any marketing I'm doing ahead of time. So really encapsulating all that that involves. Now, from a product standpoint, you know, thinking about maybe it's an opportunity for a collaboration with somebody and you're going to create a product with them. You know, so you want to think about not just the creative time that you're developing, whatever this product is, but the marketing you're going to put into it later, the time you spend at the forefront with any contracts and negotiations and thing like that. So think about the overarching time commitment that goes into whatever this opportunity may be. The fourth question is, what are the benefits? Now, this for me encompasses a lot of different areas. So what will I gain from saying yes to this opportunity? Is it revenue? Is it exposure? Is it a new group of people that I'm excited to work with? Is it a really cool opportunity for my kids that I want them to be a part of? If it's on the personal side, you know, what are the benefits of me saying yes to this? And I kind of do a little bit of a pro-con list in this with this question of like, do the pros outweigh the cons and all of that? But I always like to look at this and frame it, what are the benefits to me in addition to how does it align with all these goals? And then the fifth thing I ask myself is, what is my excitement level? Am I super pumped about this and excited about it? Or is it something, you know, yeah, that could be cool. Like anytime I'm creating a new program or offering a new service to my audience, I like to measure things by the time commitment, the benefits, and the excitement level. And the excitement level is a piece I think a lot of people leave out because some opportunities, even if they're exciting, they can be really draining. And so I like to take an inner look at me and say, like, how pumped am I about this opportunity? Is it something that I'd be really bummed if I didn't do it? You know, down the road, if I looked back, would I say, gosh, I wish I would have done that? So definitely weigh not only the like logistics that you can measure, but also how do you feel about this? Would you be sad later down the road if you didn't do this? Are you really excited about it now? So just kind of weigh your interest level too. So I'd love for us to continue this conversation in our Proof to Product Facebook group. What questions do you ask yourself when you're deciding whether or not to move forward with a project? Weigh in and let me know on Facebook. And if you're not already in that group, you can join our free Facebook group by going to tradeshowcamp.com/join, and you'll get the link to join our Facebook group called Proof to Product. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you're saying no to more so that it's freeing up time for creative space in your brain and your schedule, and it's allowing you that white space you need to create more of your products and services and just, you know, enjoy more of the things that you're already doing. So thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to y'all soon.